Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Segner. Hey, before I get into this review, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Subscribe, please. It does help. It helps a lot. And hit the bell icon. That way you'll know when we put up new videos. Okay? Okay. I have another review right here for you. Looky, looky. Comic booky. It is Batman Fortnite 0. Z point if you're in Canada. 0 point, yeah. Forgot what I was saying there for a second. Start talking about Canada, man. I lost my memory. So, I reviewed 0 point number one. And if I remember correctly, I told you I was pleasantly surprised. It was kind of cool how they pulled him into the Fortnite game there. This cover, as you can see, you got your three main dudes there, Batman, Catwoman, and Harley Quinzel. Plus you got, I don't play Fortnite a lot, but I do know Cuddle Team Commander, and really that's all I know, Cuddle Team Commander off that cover. This one, I hate to say it, but I'm number two is just drawing me farther in, man. I really am enjoying this book. This one, it starts where he's leaving himself notes. Because every time the game resets, you know, when the storm closes in, it resets when it hits the epicenter. And that's it. So there's no telling how many times he's been here and it's been reset. But he's left himself notes everywhere, you know, on his gauntlets, on a batarang. Just all these different nodes and coordinates, different things that help him, because every time the storm resets, yeah, you know, if you were dead, you come back to life, but you come back without your memories of what happened. You keep, obviously, you keep your emotions and, you know, how you feel about some of the other players, but you lose your memories of what happened. So, you know, just because you did something a certain way and it worked, you won't remember that when it resets. So he starts writing, like, he's got notes everywhere. Even on one of the shacks, one of the waypoint shacks, he's got the bat symbol there by the door, kind of letting him know that, yeah, this is right. One of his notes says, the cat is your friend. And he gets there and you got two cats. One's got a little kitty head and the other is Catwoman. So he looks at the one with the kitty head, the big mushroom thing with the kitty head, and he's like, this can't be right. And he looks at Catwoman, and I guess the emotions clicked for him. He's like, no, this is who I was talking about, to trust the cat. Well, they go through a few, you know, once they get that done, they start teaming together, because you have 22 minutes before the storm resets everything. So they start figuring it out. You know, he leaves her a note right before they get reset on something. I believe it was on the batarang he gave it to her, that, you know, he was her friend. So they start working together. Oh, yeah, and if you don't remember from issue one, they can't speak in this Fortnite island. They can't speak, so they have to communicate other ways, writing or pantomiming or what have you. So, you know, the first probably third or more of the book is just them working together, trying different things to try to get off this godforsaken island. And, you know, they're making incremental progress, you know, a little at a time. Because you make the progress, you gotta scribble yourself a note somewhere real quick. They run across Harley Quinn at one point, and She's just accepted it all. She's going crazy killing people, loving it. And they even mention a little nod to the game. They mentioned that she's dancing after the kills, so they're pretty sure she's gone native. And I have not seen, like I said, I don't play the game that much or at all. I don't know what, if you unlock the Harley skin with issue number one, I don't know what her dance looks like, but in the comic book, it's depicted basically she's flossing with the bat, you know, the... So, yeah, there's that. But it was just a very brief you know, mention of Harley, and that was it. This is mainly Batman and Catwoman trying to figure out, because they keep making it to the epicenter of the storm together, but then when it resets, they're both pushed back out, so they aren't quite understanding it. And, you know, they keep different iterations. They keep trying different things. At one point, he has her stay in the circle while he goes out into the storm at the very epicenter. And he notices there's some kind of glow around her. But then they both reset again. So then, you know, he figured, and you can see how long they've been doing it. Dude, he went way past 5 o'clock shadow. He's got full on growth right there. You know, their outfits ripped and shredded and torn from who knows how long they've been in there. But he kind of figures out there can only be one. Only, you know, it's kind of like Highlander. There can only be one. Only one can win. So he left himself a note on somewhere that, you know, one left. They get that part figured out. They get back to the epicenter. He kind of tells her, hey, only one of us can live at the end, or it's going to keep resetting. So he kind of, you know, he tells her, he doesn't tell her, so he can't talk, that he's the logical one, she's the impulsive one, she needs to be the one who kills him so she can be the last person standing. I almost said last man standing, Catwoman. And, you know, she reluctantly agrees. And then, it gives you a little sneak peek of issue 3. He's going to fight Ray Park. He's fighting Snake Eyes. I don't know. Is Snake Eyes one of the characters they unlocked in the game? Sometime before? I don't know. Anyway, he's going to be fighting Snake Eyes. That should be a good one. Same page. They also show you what the code will unlock this time. And it's not a character skin. It's an item. You get this. Let me see exactly what they call it. Digital cosmetic Fortnite. Get the new Catwoman's Grappling Claw Pickaxe. Oh, even that's for issue 3. Get the new Catwoman's Grappling Claw Pickaxe with issue number 3 as a bonus item. And then, of course, if you get all 3, you unlock Armored Batman Zero outfit. Yeah. Okay, then, you know, it goes back to showing them fighting to get to the center. It's just a 2 of them. 30 seconds or so left. Catwoman pulls him in for a last kiss and then stabs him in the heart. So this should be the last one alive. Then it shows, you know, the reset again, just like it did in the first page. He's like, well, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know what's going on. And it starts again. Okay, here's the actual code. And they've got him covered by a sticker. So if somebody tries to jack your code, you know, if this you got a unscrupulous store owner who plays Fortnite and wants items for himself, if he pulls it and takes the code and tries to put it back, you know, and sell it to you, but he took the code for himself, you'll know because that sticker won't be there. They don't really stick again. So this one is to redeem your bonus Fortnite cosmetic item. Visit Fortnite.com redeem. It does not say what the item is, but there's I'm pretty sure the picture must be it. Got a big glider there. I'm guessing that's the glider for when you drop out of the bus at the beginning. The flying bus, you drop out and, you know, they have gliders and you can get special items like umbrellas and stuff. So I'm guessing this is going to be a bat glider that you unlock. It doesn't say for sure. I'd be very surprised if it wasn't. Kind of cool. Looks like bat wings and it's got the little bat symbol on it. So that's Batman Fortnite 0.2. And it's got me hooked, man. I'm ashamed to say it. I'm digging the story. I'm not usually a Batman guy. I'm kind of over Batman, I think. In the comics, he makes a lot of mistakes, and he's kind of douchey to other people. And I agree with Ghostmaker and Clown Hunter. If you had taken care of these villains correctly from the get-go, you wouldn't have all these problems, man. You'd be cleaning up Gotham. It wouldn't be bad. It's because of your misplaced ethics, I guess. What I would say are misplaced ethics. You're letting, by not taking those villains out, you're actually helping them to kill other people. That's my point. Anyway, Batman Fortnite, 0 point number two. I'm going to say subscribe. Especially, you know, the story is a good story, and it's a mini series. It's only 6 issues long, so it won't break the bank. And you know, if you play Fortnite, it's a bigger bonus. You get all the codes. You can give the code to your kid if you don't want it, or sell the code online, give it away on Craigslist. I don't care. The story alone, line alone is enough for me. I'm really digging it. I'm waiting to see, did that work? Did Catwoman get out? Did she? I'm thinking she probably did, because we don't see her at the beginning of the next one. And if she got out, is he going to remember, and is he going to be able to, you know, be the next one to follow her out? Or is he going to help get Harley out? Is he going to realize, hey, I know her from somewhere, and I should really pull her out? Is Harley going to want to go out? She might want. I mean, she's kind of digging it. So, subscribe. It's good. That being said, if you like this video and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe. It does help. It helps with the metrics a lot. Gets more eyes on everything. Go tell your dad, tell your mom, tell your friends. Go tell people on the street. Subscribe. And while you're at it, hit the bell icon. And you'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.